Thank you, Chair, and good morning to everyone. Also, regarding to the two questions, and of course, we were waiting for more answers for the questions. But also for the two topics we are discussing regarding to the new, maybe the new informal working group is an SAVDF. And what we think of the data issue is quite important, and both for the in-vehicle data and also for the vehicle outside of the data outside the vehicles. For example, the questions were mentioned just now. So I think that there should be a way forward for us for further discussion and how about those issues are and how we could deal with those issues, and if we need a further requirement or any regulations for that. But anyway, we need a further discussion. So we think that either for informal working group, for task force, for any small group of experts, that will be we need to find a way forward to how to go to deal with those issues. So I think we can further discussion. And also regarding to the issues mentioned by Japan on the new terms of reference about the GTR or any requirement recommendations of cybersecurity and OTA in the GTR. And we just want to share that in China, we already have adopted the UN Regulation 155 and 156, and we already have our national standards, mandatory standards on the cybersecurity and OTA already. It's just published late of last year. And we think it's quite important for us to have any type of approval of the autonomous driving vehicles. So and we already have the basic conditions to go forward with the regulations. But I'm not sure if we could have any consensus, any common sense for any GTRs under WP29. But anyway, if we have the decision and we won't have the way forward to have any GTR, global technical requirement, and we can support that. Thank you.